Hey Audio Boo, it's Barry here, and I'm here to do an Audio Boo about Nightmare Journeys. Yeah, the reason I brought this up is Paul, also known as Define Normal, right? I finally got to watch his Buff Gathering video. You know, he finally put it out on YouTube, and I heard from somebody else here that he had a real nightmare journey getting back to Plymouth. Now, this is unbelievable. I just found it kind of like a bit shocking, but you know, missing his train was just, you know, his own fault anyway. But, you know, hey, you know, I like Paul anyway. So he missed his train on Saturday night at 9:10. And he actually admitted this on camera that, like, half an hour after the train had left, he only just realised it. And it was just unbelievable. So he was stuck in Bath. And he went with Rick C to, you know, Rick C offered to kindly let him offer to stay place for a night in London. I thought this would be in London because it would be in South London, Brixton, yeah. And that's where their journey just got worse. It just turned into a bit more of a nightmare. Like, once they got to London, they missed the last tube. They walked around for hours and hours, you know. They missed the Burger King, you know, opening and shutting. It was just unbelievable sort of thing. But anyway, they got home to Ricky's place. I think it was around about 5 o'clock in the morning, which is unbelievable. I find that absolutely shocking, though. And, you know, he got back to Plymouth, you know, he left halfway through Sunday. Because, you know, they had a good night's sleep or something like that because of what actually happened. And, unbelievably, you know, he got back at 1:30 on Monday morning. And it's just unbelievable. I just find it, oh my God, you know, sort of thing. I was like, oh my God, it was that bad. But yeah, I will admit, I thought I'd been on like 1 year trying to get home from London, but that really does take the cake. I mean, years ago, I remember getting out of London really, really late, extremely late, you know, like get back home. When I was living in South London, right, it took at least a couple of hours to get through the tubes and that and onto the trains and that because they were so packed. Because there were so many engineering works and that. I thought that was bad. But hearing about Paul's story, oh, that's even worse, man. You know, I'd never like that happening to me. I'll be honest with you. I mean, I will say though, really, I thought I had a bit of a nightmare getting back from Bath. I mean, I did have a bit of a journey. It took forever to get back from Bath on Saturday. But I still really enjoyed the gathering. But, whoa. I mean, I would never want that happen to me, seriously. But, you know, there were some points I did find really funny, I will admit, because, you know, I don't know why, I just love people, you know, how it gets messed up. And it's kind of like kind of common that it does actually happen. But anyway, besides the point, that's it though, really, I suppose. I mean, nightmare journeys, you don't want that actually happening to you. And, you know, it's weird, but what can you do, though, really? Oh, dear. Oh, well, never mind. But I'm glad, though, he made it back home. That's the good thing. And I'm going to be seeing him again in Bournemouth, which is kind of, like, really cool. And I'm really looking forward to Bournemouth as well, because I know some people, I said, yeah, I booked my tickets. And I actually have booked my tickets for Bournemouth. They're all set and ready to go. And I'm really quite surprised, yeah, that, you know, there are people who want to see me again. I mean, you know, Dale was one of those things. I was quite surprised, though, really, when I did my status update as well, that some people who I hadn't heard from in, like, over a goddamn year saying, you know, that they, you know, really happy about this. So it's kind of, like, really cool. It would be good to see a load of people that I hadn't seen in over a year. But there were some people I did see just the other week, though, in Bath. Yeah. Truthfully, yeah. And it'd be nice though to see people that I've been seeing for like over the last month or so. But you know, we'll see how it goes from there. Anyway, I'm going to end it right there though, guys. It was just a story though, really. Do check out Define Normal anyway. He's a fantastic bloke anyway. I'm really glad though he did get back home safely. It was just one of those oh my God moments. You know, I really don't want nightmare. I don't think a nightmare journey should ever happen to anybody. Seriously, I don't think it should happen to anybody. But I'm just glad that he made it back. So, I will speak to you guys pretty soon. Bye-bye.